praise. Father, you are above. Father, for the victories we have enjoyed thus far, it is your Father, we bless your holy desires. Granted this morning, let no one worshiper return home the same way, leave his presence the same way. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of the Lord descend upon this holy tabernacle like the days of old. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise as we welcome the praise team.
Shall we put our hands together for Jesus and please be seated. We'll be rising up shortly to commence our intercession with this prayer line, saying, Father, grant every winner grace to please you in all our ways. I do always those things that please him. Let's rise in our faith this morning with faith in our heart as we begin to pray, saying, Father, grant every winner grace to please you in all our ways so we can continue to enjoy divine presence that makes the difference. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, in the name of makes the difference. This is our prayer line this morning. Someone is praying in faith. You are praying in understanding, and you are equally praying in the Holy Ghost. Father, grant every winner unusual grace to understanding. You are praying in the Holy Ghost this morning. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying that you grant every winner grace to please you in all our ways so we can continue to enjoy divine presence that makes all of the difference. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord hearing your voice of intercession this morning, you are asking the Lord to grant, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, grant every winner grace to please you in all our ways so we can continue to enjoy divine presence that makes all the difference. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a heart cry this morning. You are praying in understanding. You are equally praying in the Holy Ghost in the name. And equally pray in the Holy Ghost. The Lord must hear your voice of intercession this morning. Father, we are praying that you grant every winner grace to please you in all our ways so we can continue to enjoy divine presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Lord still hearing your voice of intercession? The Lord Jesus Christ enjoy this your usual grace and kept pleasing the Lord. That's the grace you are asking this morning. Father, we are praying. This wonderful name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall rise again to pray. And when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church for life. John chapter 10 and verse 28, and I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. I will be on our feet as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church for life. Lift up your voice and let us call upon the God of heaven, standing in the gap for all our new comfort this morning. Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking this church for life. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we lift up our voices before you this morning, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the voice of the stranger we did not hear, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. Engage your heart, engage your spirit, engage your confidence in praying this prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger. Engage your spirit in praying this prayer. Pray it fervently. Our God answer whenever we call on him. Say, Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established. Our new convert from being established in this church for life. This is our heart desire this morning. This is our heart cry. Our Father, we call upon your name. We pray in the name of your Son Jesus. Silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church for life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we are calling upon God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Let the voice of the stranger be silent this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Silent spirit, you can also pray it in your understanding. By all means, ensure you are connected to heaven. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church for life. This is our outcry, and we know you have answered again this morning. Lift up your hands to him, wave it unto the Lord, and give him thanks. Magnify him because he has answered. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for him, and please be seated.
We yet again rise to pray, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. That amen can be stronger. And in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 15, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountain and beat them small, and shall make the hills as sharp. Please rise up on your feet, saints of God, as we lift up our voices to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. Lift up your voice everywhere. Engage your faith and engage your heart as we pray this prayer fervently. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season. Turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. For effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. This is our heart desire. Lord, we lift up our voices in one accord, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. Reaping the instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. For effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. Is someone lifting up his voice? Engage your faith, engage your heart. This is a prayer that must be answered. Our Father is a prayer answering God. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. For effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. For effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. You said, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. Father, let it be according to what your word has spoken concerning us. In the name of Jesus, turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. For effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. This is our heart desire. Lord, we pray in the voice, pray in your understanding, engage the Holy Ghost as you pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. Father, this is our heart desire. Turn every winner on our harvest field this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping the harvest of souls into the kingdom. Lift up your hands and let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord for answered prayers. Father, we bless your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, let the zeal of your house consume every winner towards the full delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020.
Can I hear the loudest? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 22 says, to the weak I became as weak, that I may gain the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the zeal of your house consume every winner towards the full delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray believing God for an answer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the zeal of your house for a by all means engagement consume every winner towards the full delivery, towards the total delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice as you pray. Your voice in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the zeal of your house consume every winner. Let the zeal, oh Lord, for a by all means engagement consume Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Pray passionately. Pray believing God for an answer to your prayers. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the zeal of your house, let the love for your kingdom, let compassion for souls, Lord, let it grip every winner, thereby leading to the full delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, let the zeal of your house consume every winner. Let the zeal of your house consume every winner towards the full delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up those hands, begin to appreciate God. Thank him for answers to prayer. Give him all the praise that is due to him alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Now we are rising with this prayer line. Our Father, let the prophetic word of minimum double the attendance record of last year be confirmed in this church this year. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 15. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and had with his hand fulfilled it. Let's rise and enforce this scripture in prayer this morning. Our Father, let the prophetic word of minimum double the attendance record of last year be confirmed in this church this year. We are asking the God that answers prayers. We are enforcing his will upon the earth. Our Father, let the prophetic word of minimum double the attendance record of last year be confirmed in this church this year. Our God confirms the words of his servant and performs the counsels of his messenger. Lift your voice, saints of God. Pray the will of God this morning. Engage your faith. Be validated in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, somebody is praying. Our God has done it before. He has not changed. He is available to do it again. Reach out to God this morning with faith in your heart. Engage the wonder double God. He's still in our midst. He's hearing. He's answering. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, confirm the prophetic word of minimum double the attendance record of last year in this church this year. Let it be seen like never before. Let it come to pass swiftly and speedily. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, confirm the prophetic word of minimum the attendance record of this church last year. Even in this church this year, let it come to pass according to your word. Be it to us according to your, be validated before our very eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, what God speaks with his mouth, only his hand can perform. Invoke his hand on the altar of prayer. Secure his working hand on the altar of prayer. Lift up your voice. Pray some more. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Holy Son, let the prophetic word of minimum double the attendance record of this church last year be confirmed in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, our God is not a man that should lie. Reach out to him this morning to do what he has done before again and again. God is hearing you. Be fervent in the spirit. Pray in faith. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the prophetic word of minimum double the attendance record of this church be confirmed this year in this church before our very eyes to the glory of your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray much more passionately in the Holy Ghost right now. You can also speak words of faith in your understanding. He's answering already. His reward. Our Father, receive all the glory. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise and please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising to pray, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications before God. In the book of Psalm chapter 57 and verse 2, it said, I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performed all things for me. This morning, as you cry unto the Lord, he will perform your desire. Will you rise on your feet with me, lift your voice, and pray from the depth of your heart with confidence and full assurance that as you call upon him, he will answer you today. Lift your voice and pray. Pray in faith, pray with confidence as you call upon the Lord. Now lift your voice and begin to give thanks unto God. Everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving. Your request is made known unto him. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration, celebrate him this morning. Give him thanks for the answer to your prayer. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Now, please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number one, supernatural provision via kingdom advancement. I gave my life to Christ in 2016. Thereafter, I disconnected from the faith. But I met a brother who encouraged me to return, and I did. Meanwhile, I had been on the Uber platform for 3 years and had worked helplessly to see how I could get a car of my own, but I could not. However, when Operation Come and See was flagged off in May 2019, I told my wife we have to get on the go immediately, but she said we should hold on a bit. I told her that the bishop had always told us that prompt response pays, and so we need to move now. That Thursday, as I stepped out of the house to engage in soul winning, I met him without a car. He asked if I needed a car, and I said I do. He gave me a number to call. I called a woman, and she asked me to come see the car. I got to her house, and when I saw the car, she said that what was on her mind was to sell the car outrightly for 850,000 naira. She further said, "But I don't know what is prompting me to release the car to you." Prompt response, visitation. I am an automobile electrician. There's no way we'll do any job without telling lies. We always inflated the prices of things, but also a change. I want to live a holy life. So I quit my work where I used to tell lies and inflate prices of goods. As I started looking for another job, God showed up. A bigger hand for the Lord. It wasn't long when a relation of mine met me and said they had been looking for me for many days. I told him I was no longer working and that I was looking for another job, because I want amazing testimonies. Let's give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise. And please rise on your feet as we keep celebrating God.
Two hands for hearing your prayer this morning. Whatever you called on him for, according to the will of God, he has heard you. And so it's your turn to take delivery of answers to your prayers. Give him thanks, everybody. Give him glory and praise. There is no one like Jesus. Would you lift up your two hands and give him thanks? Don't mutter words. Give it to him in truth and let it come from your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Would you thank him because on your way to your high places, as you engage with joy and rejoicing, you are on your way to your high places. As you engage with joy and rejoicing, you're on your way to your high places. As you engage with joy and rejoicing, you are on your way to your high places. We do give him thanks. Thank him, for blessed are the ears that hear the things that you hear. Every season is ordained to level out all everlasting mountains before us. And all perpetual he is that won't just go, but they are always there. It could disappear as we engage with him in any revival season, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, now we're here this morning to hear from you. Lord Jesus, speak to us as individuals. Let the word of each one grow without a people on the go. No matter the quality of any product, it is effective marketing that determines the level of sales. Including your things. God's house cannot be filled without his servants going out to compel people to come and be satisfied with the goodness of his house. We are advertising the goodness of his house to people out there for blessed is the one that he chooses and causes me and you shall find rest. Our mission is to tell them there is rest available to all mankind. Come and partake of your rest. In Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 8, talking prophetically about the feast available in church. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people the feast of fat things. A feast of fat things, a cast over all people, and a veil that is spread over all nations. It will remove the veil and open us up to the world. And by that, it shall swallow up death in victory. Act of that feast. It is on that mountain we assess revelation. And the effect of that revelation is to swallow up death in victory. Wipe away tears from off our faces. Takes away the shame and reproach of his people from the earth. So we are inviting them to a feast. Come, tell them all things. And another said, I've bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife, therefore I cannot come. And his servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto them, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. And carry these people that don't have any identity, carry them. Bring them to me, I'll beautify them. That makes the task easy. You don't need to sit down and be knocking on somebody's office. You may not want to open. You may think you are looking for a contract. There are many on the street. There are many just walking towards their dead end. There are many contemplating suicide, just passing by the road and wanting to jump on the before a vehicle, waiting for someone to say, God loves you. Very easy. All souls have equal worth in the sight of God. All souls. All souls have equal value in the sight of God. All souls are mine. The old, the young, the boys, the girls. All. The Englishman would say, necessity is the mother of invention. I wrote in one of the books there that when your assignment becomes a task, all your senses become alive. Paul said, creatively impacting his environment for Christ. You cannot be committed to a cause and not be creative in your approach. And you cannot be creative and not be productive. You cannot be productive and not be successful. And you cannot be successful and not be impactful if you sustain that success. Operation 10 for Christ 2020 is the cheapest thing to deliver for any genuinely committed believer. The cheapest thing to deliver. When it becomes a must, your creative someone said another definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result. I said, Jesus, I must not leave this village the way I met it. And then a creative insight came. These people will be arguing with you for life. So preach to them through prayers. Nobody argues in prayers. I have come to bless you. That's the truth. God sent Christ. Bless every member of this family, the children, the spouse. Bless the works of their hands. You came to give us life and life more abundantly. Let it be made manifest in their life. Now pray this prayer after me. Otto. Otto. No gap. Otto. One by one, I was under a necessity. He said from the beginning it was not so. So we are targeting things that make people cry to wipe away their tears. It's not tricks. We are simply marketing the mandate. What are we marketing? What are we marketing? It's not tricks. And why are they coming? Why are they receiving? Because God is out to validate on earth. We are saying, weep not, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book. Many have fasted and prayed. You can't get yourself out of the pit. Somebody out there must pull you out from the pit by the word. To stop those tears by the word. So it's not tricks. We are simply marketing liberation products. What are we marketing? That's how creative approach enhances level of results. You have the thing, but you don't know what to have, and you don't know how to market them. And so you live with the goods without sales. No sales, no profit. Now, at the same time, no church grows without praying the God of increase for them, Ezekiel 36 and verse 37, and I will feed them with men like a flock. Ezekiel 36 and verse 37. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them, and I will increase them with men souls into the kingdom. To destroy the hold of the wicked on them and let them go free. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Paul said, my children, for whom I travailed in birth again until Christ be formed in them. Galatians 4:19. We travail to see them saved and we travail to see them established. It's a two-way travail. My children, of whom I travail
and bath, but by all means, I may save some. 1 Corinthians 9:22. When it becomes a must, our creative potentials come alive and our results enhanced. When any assignment becomes a task, all time for Christ 2020 and to go beyond this several times. Go ahead. Go ahead. One cannot be creative and not be productive. You can't be productive and not be successful. And you cannot be successful and not be impactful. Lord, I desire a fresh release of creative grace so as to maximize this prophetic season in my life. Speak to the weak as a Moses to come upon every one of us so as to make the most of this prophetic season. Let it be, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know how important that is? They that be wise shall shine as the brightest of the firmament, because they will succeed to turn many to righteousness. So it is divine insight that empowers us to turn many to righteousness. So we might just start forever and ever. I decree a fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. For a creative approach in delivering our Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Amen. Well, beginning from this moment, start in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks as you speak to the day. Give him thanks as you speak to the day. There shall be no evil report in your direction. Only good news. Only good news. That day is declared your day. That day is declared your day. That day is declared your day. Lift up your two hands and speak to the day. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Everybody.
Lift your hand, lift your voice now and begin to glorify God. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him praise. Give glory to his name. Give honor. Give adoration and celebrate him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.